today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is the secrets of Hajj. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Today, Friday, is the 8th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Now we'll listen to verse 27 of Surah Al-Hajj.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ.
And proclaim to the people the Hajj. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every distant pass.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Of course, the attraction of the sacred house, Kaaba, is so much so that attracts the hearts full of faith towards it from all far and near points of the world. Old and young, small and adult, far and near, from any race and tribe the individual may be, he amorously comes towards him, murmuring the holy phrase, "Yes, I accept, O Lord, yes, I accept. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik." He comes to see with his own eyes the splendor and manifestations of his pure essence in that holy land and to feel his abundant grace in his own soul.
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لفنا ثوب الندم بالدمع كم فاض الحرم نشكو الخطايا والإمم لا يشتكى إلا إليك
لبيك واغفر للذنوب لبيك ها إني أتوب أصلحني من كل العيوب وأمر فؤادي بالطيوب ليفوز بالعرض علي
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد
We are speaking about the secrets of Hajj. Hajj is needed a source of guidance and innumerable benefits and interests and a stronghold of defense and uprightness. Allah, the Most High, ordains Hajj so that the Ummah of the seal of the Prophet remains the bearer of the monotheistic banner to achieve the unity of humanity and carries out the most desired objectives of humanity, freedom, equality, justice, security, welfare, brotherhood, stability, and prosperity. Hajj is a discharge of Allah's dues, and for mankind a tour of the body, a journey of the soul, a unification of the ummah, and the dissemination of monotheism. In it there are short-term benefits of this world and the everlasting benefits of the hereafter. Dr. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with some secrets or some important aspects of the Hajj. Another point in this regard is that one of the rituals of the Hajj is that at certain appointed places called miqat, meeting up, we find that Hajjis are expected to put on the Hajj robe, special robes or special clothes in which they are expected to perform Hajj. So what would be the effect of the effects of this? The effects is that some of the effects are like that. The minute a Haji puts on ihram, he has to observe closely certain deeds and certain jobs, and the Hajis are expected and not to perform some other things, some other deeds. For example, a Haji isn't expected to smell perfume. Well, smelling perfume is, quite normal and well permitted. However, when we are in a state of Hajj, in order to excel and in order to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only are we expected to not to commit any sin, rather, some permissible deeds are also expected not to be practiced, because we are going to excel, we are going to move in the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
on today's special, in the footsteps of the father of the prophets, Prophet Abraham. Prophet Ibrahim. The bare valleys of Mecca became a valley of fertility and abundance. And why not? Why is not the land chosen by Allah to be the center of Ibrahim's message, the caller of the faith, and the roving messenger who was fascinated by the message of monotheism and escaped the injustice of the tyrants to the injustice of Allah and from the nonsense of idol worship to the religious wisdom of the righteousness? Allah had chosen it for Ibrahim to put the Kaaba in its heart and prepare a place for worship. Yes, indeed, it was Allah willed that. Within a short time, the stark valley was clothed in a verdant vest. It was rapidly inhabited by the heart of lover and became crowded with worshipper. The valley echoed with a resounding call, and Allah wanted this to be, so He ordered Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him.
شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.
We're speaking about Hajj, and now lessons to take home from Hajj. Strive for success is one of the lessons. Surely, the Safa and the Marwa was among the signs appointed by Allah. Holy Quran, Chapter 2, verse 158. Despite seeming like solely a preparation for the hereafter, Hajj also teaches lessons for this world. Hajar ran between Safa and Marwa, desperately seeking water in a barren desert, despite the slimmest of possibilities. She strived until Allah rewarded her with the results. As Hajar fought so much for a material livelihood for her young child, Hajj teaches us to strike the perfect balance. Strive for success in this world, but do not attach yourself to the worldly pleasures. work for the world as if you are going to live forever and work for the hereafter as if you are going to die tomorrow.
When the religion of Islam came to humanity, the Kaaba commanded a very important place because it was the location of the Hajj. It later became the Qibla for the Muslims. And later on, we find some Muslims quarreling with one another about who has the greatest virtue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunni and Shia hadith narrate that one day Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, along with a man from Abd al-Dar, his name was Shaybah, they started arguing with one another. Al-Abbas told him, "Oh Shaybah, I am the highest in the eyes of Allah because I used to give water to the Hujjaj. We, Bani Hashim, we had that honor because the well of Zamzam for a long time was not disclosed. It was barren. Then Abdul Muttalib is the one who discovered it, the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. Then later on, Al-Abbas was the one who would take water from Zamzam and give it to the pilgrims. So Al-Abbas says, I have the greatest honor. I have served the Kaaba. I have served Masjid al-Haram. How? I used to give water to the pilgrims. Shaybah said, no, we have a greater status in the eyes of God, because we were the custodians of the Kaaba. We were in charge of the Kaaba and Masjid al-Haram. So they were fighting. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam passed by. This is mentioned in Sunni hadith as well. He overheard them. He told them, what exactly are you arguing about? Al-Abbas says, I used to give water to the pilgrims. Shaybah said, but we were the custodians of the Kaaba. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says, I'll tell you, the one who has iman and fights in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a greater status. Abbas, you and Shaybah became Muslim through my jihad, through my efforts. He said it and he left. Al-Abbas got upset. He went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He told him, Ya Rasulullah, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam said something I don't like. He told him, what did he say? He said he basically hinted that he's better than me and Shaybah, because it's through his sacrifices that we became Muslim, and I don't like what he said. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, remember, when there is a dispute like that, he waits for Allah, especially if something has to do with Ali ibn Abi Talib, he would not comment from himself. He would wait for revelation, because the Prophet knew whenever Ali is attacked, whenever somebody has a problem with Ali, Allah himself comes to the scenario. He knew that. Always, this was the tradition, my dear brothers and sisters. So the Prophet told him, wait, let me receive revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this verse in the Holy Quran. أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Jibra'il brought the answer. Jibra'il says, do you think that giving water to the pilgrims, or constructing the Kaaba, or being custodians of Masjid al-Haram is like the one who has real iman and who really believes in the Day of Judgment and who sacrificed and struggled in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, they are not equal in the eyes of Allah. The Prophet said, Abbas, you can leave now. Allah has answered you. And he left the scene.
Brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about this nice, precious journey that is Hajj. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. In إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا